Today we heard from the Holy Gospel the miracle that Jesus did to the blind man. And you all heard the story, I will not repeat it. I will just say a few thoughts about it. The Pharisees, they believed in the coming of the Messiah and they were anxious about it. They were reading the Bible all the time and they knew all the prophecies. But when the actual Messiah came, they were locked inside their own thoughts, knowledge and ideas. And they lost their salvation as well as they crucified their Savior. The blind man had never seen anything in his life. It was obvious that he was not educated. So Jesus goes in front of him and with his saliva he makes clay and he anoints his eyes. Imagine if we were blind and someone was coming in front of us and he used clay made out of his own saliva and he would put this clay on top of our eyes, what we would have said to him. And on top of that, Christ says to the blind man to go find a pool, the pool of Siloam, and rinse out this clay, rinse off this clay. I don't know how many of us we would have accepted to be obedient to such a strange thing. But here Christ, what he did, he completed the creation that he started by creating Adam with clay, out of clay. He did not give to the blind man eyes straight away, and he completed his creation today. It will be interesting if we could think about the difference between the wise Pharisees and the non-educated blind man, because here we can see clearly the difference between hypocrisy and holiness. And I'm saying this because a lot of times our knowledge and our ideas about things, they fill us up so much that if we were in the position of the blind man, we might have insulted the unknown Christ if he was to try to put clay out of his saliva, made out of his saliva and the dirt on our eyes. Or if he was to tell us, being blind, as ourselves being blind, if he was to tell us to walk and go and find a pool and wash our face. And don't think that this is a situation that we will never come across ourselves. It is exactly the same when our spiritual father tells us to do something and we are just so convinced from our own ideas and knowledge that we just can't agree with him and we can't be obedient. And it is even worse because we do not realize our blindness. And it is the same when we believe that the church is old-fashioned and it's not for us. And when the priest says something and we think that this is not for today's world. But when we will be in our coffin and afterwards, we will find out if the church is old-fashioned or not. So Christ ended up saying to this blind man, "Do you believe to the Son of God?" And the English text has a mistake here and it says the Son of Man. But the Greek text, which is a text that the actual Bible was written on, the New Testament was written, says, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" So he named himself Son of God in front of the blind man. And when the blind man asked Christ, "Who is the Son of God so that I would believe in him?" Jesus replied, "You saw him and it is the one that talks to you right now." He revealed himself clearly, not parables or anything else. This is the power of not being a complicated person. This is the power of obedience and this is the power of love. It was the same scenario with Saint Constantine the Great. His dismissal hymn tells us, like Paul, he was called not from humans. Why is the dismissal hymn saying this to us? That apostle, that Saint Constantine was not called like from humans, but he was called from God himself like Apostle Paul, and like the blind man that we mentioned before. When Saint Constantine the Great was once responsible of his army, In a war, he wanted to pray and ask for help from God. But, like Eusebius, who wrote his history, tells us, he did not know to which God to pray, because he had no knowledge of the true God. So he started praying in general, begging God to reveal himself to him and help him. And as he was praying, he saw in the heaven the symbol of the cross, and he got a message that with this symbol he could conquer his enemies. And as he was trying to understand all this that just happened, the night came, he fell asleep, and he had a vision of Christ who told him to use the symbol of cross, and he did, and Saint Constantine did, and he won against his enemies. Saint Constantine was great, became great because he started out of the obedience to the vision that God gave to him. He was not a complicated person. He was obedient, and he had love, the love that the blind man also saw towards Christ. And he did not think like the Pharisees, I am the one in charge of the army, my experience and my knowledge is enough to decide what will happen to my future and to the future of the ones following me. This is the real wisdom, not our own knowledge. So, if we are not complicated, if we are obedient, and if we have love, our cross will be easier, and the road for holiness will open up in front of us.